Simon said the Hesef Kimmel. Kairos shel basar, flesh of good plates, shehutchu b'yorich leves b'cham and shetz leves b'hem, they were washed out in a milch of good pot with hot water that's yatsa leves, afilu shnehem b'nei yoimam, even if both the flesh of good plate and the milch of good pot are both ben yoimai, mutter mishum d'havalei noisin tam bar noisin tam. Still nothing became basar b'chalav over here, nothing is treif, you don't have to kasher anything over here, because this is, it's not bar nat, the hetera. Provided that the man says, bari li shlohaya shum shumin davak behem, that I am certain that there is no shumin, that there was no fat, there was no fleshigs, that was, or milchigs for that matter, that was davak behem. Vim haya shumin davak behem, but if there was shumin that was stuck onto it, then you have to make sure that the water is more than shishim against the amounts of mamashis that were left behind. So, according to the Mechaber, though, provided there is shishim, so then it is all mutter, the plate and the pot. Now the Shach points out that even according to the Mechaber, this is only mutter b'dieved. The chatchila, even if you made sure that the pots and the plates were all clean, it would be usur to do this. You couldn't place couldn't cook your fleishig pots to clean them in a milchig pot. So an example today, a common example would be to put your fleishig plates, let's say, into a milchig dishwasher. Even if I know that they're clean, I rinse them off ahead of time. Even according to the Mechaber, even though if you did this, this would not become aser. However, even the Mechaber would hold that lechatchila you're not allowed to do this. The Shach says that's called being gairim and not parnat lechatchila. And even the Mechaber agrees that you can't be gairim a not parnat lechatchila. We've discussed this in the past. Even though there's mashmos in the Beis Yosef that it is permitted, the Shach says that it would be a stira otherwise to the sugya in Hilchas Pesach, where over there we do not allow being gairim and aparnat with fleishigs and milchigs, if they're we do not allow you to kasher a fleishiga plate, a fleishiga silverware, let's say, in a milchig pot. So even though b'dieved according to Mechaber, again, if you do, it would not be also lechatchil, you cannot do that. So for Sfaradim, if they were to put a fleishiga spoon, let's say, if it, again, assuming everything's clean, if it's not clean, so then even according to them it would be aser. But even if it's clean, if they placed it into the dishwasher, lechatchil they may not do that, but the avid would be mutter. Another common example would be if you took a milchiga spoon and you stirred a fleishiga pot. Okay, assuming that there's no fleishigs in there, it's just the pot was fleishigs. Let's say there it's cooking, it's just heating up water. Let's say noodles, and you took a milchiga spoon, and even though everything's ben yoma, and you stirred the pot, according to the Mechaber, the food would all be mutter, the pot, the spoon, everything's mutter, but you would not be allowed to do this lechatchila, because that's what considered being gairim and not lechatchila, which is a form of bittul iser, which you're not allowed to do. Okay, now this is all the shita so far, shita sa Mechaber. One more interesting note is that in the Beis Yosef he brings that there's a chilek between shumin and merik. The difference between fat, which we say that the Mechaber says over here you need to have shishim keneged if there's any fat or any, certainly if there's any basar, that's stuck onto the plates. And he says there's a chilek between though the fat itself and merik. Merik means the soup. Let's say some chicken soup that's still there, you would not need shishim keneged the chicken soup. Now he doesn't say what you do need, how much you would need. Pashas is what he's referring to is that we'll look at it only, lefi cheshbon. So if you have, let's say when you cooked the chicken soup originally, you had in there, there was 10 times more water than there was chicken, So then the soup itself would now only be 10%. We view it as 10% chicken. If now you wash it in the pot and there's connected that amount of merrick, there's six times water, then you would now have shishim connected. So chari doesn't mean to say that it's not fleishigs at all. Chari means to say is you don't need shishim. It's enough to make the cheshbon of how much meat is in that soup and then be mevatel that accordingly. So the example I gave would be enough to have six times. If you had 20 times water connected to chicken to begin with, it would be enough if there was three times now connected that merrick. So in the average case, you would have enough, and therefore it would not be a problem. Now the Ramah continues over Hagah, Yesh Aisrim Afilu Ein Shuman Davuk Bahem. Okay, the Ramah says, however, the meaning of Ashkenazim is that we would aser it, even if the pots and everything was clean. It would be aser. Elim kein echad min hakelim ein ben yomim. Unless one of the kelim is an ein ben yomim mi blias kli rishon. So one of them was not used in the last 24 hours as a kli rishon. So for instance, let's say you took your milchiga ben yomai spoon and you stirred your fleishiga ben yomai pot, even though there was only water in the pot. According to the Ramah, everything is now aser. The pot is aser, the spoon is aser, the water is aser. Everything in this case would be aser. However, if one of them is an Eina Bin Yomai, let's say the spoon was an Eina Bin Yomai, so then we'll see what the halacha is, but then at least the spoon and the pot would be mutter. The water, however, the minute would be to aser the water. The reason we ask for the water is because there's no hefsid in water. Water is considered, it's still considered lechatchila. Just pour out the water and start fresh. And memela, we would ask for the water, and that's it. In fact, the Taz points out, because we will ask for the water in this case, it comes out actually a kula, that we don't ask for the spoon. The Ramah earlier Simon had told us that if you had food there, and you would have done this, you had a fleishiga, let's say, ben yomai pot, and a milchiga, ena ben yomai spoon, and you would have stirred the food. The para food. So the para food would take on the dinim of the fleishiga pot, because that's the ben yomai. And the food would be mutter, but we would eat the food as though it's fleishigs. Because we have to eat the food as though it's fleishig, the minig is to trafe up the milchiga spoon. You now have to kasher the milchiga spoon. So Taz points out that over here, we're going to see, no one tells us that you have to kasher the spoon, the Eina Bin Yomai. Taz says, because here, in this case, because we're only dealing with water, we consider not to be a hefsid. Memela, we trafe up the water. So trafe up the water, there's no need to trafe up the spoon, because the whole marasayan of it is if the food is going to be eaten as the fleishigs, and the spoon was in that fleishiga thing, and the spoon you're going to say remains kosher, so therefore it looks funny. Mashenkein, if the water we spill out, so then it doesn't look funny. It looks like, That's a sufficient hecker, and therefore there's no need to kasher the spoon. Okay, but the Ramah over here tells us an important halacha though, that it's aser, that if they were both ben yomai, then if you took your milchiga ben yomai spoon and you stirred the water in a fleishiga ben yomai pot, everything's aser. Now the reason for this is that the Ramah is paskening like Taisus, and Taisus brings two reasons why to be machmer, why this is not the same as the case of the dogim shalu be shal basar motu la achlay bekutach, the fish that was placed on the fleishiga plate that you could eat it with milchigs. Two reasons why this case over here is different. First of all, because maybe the fleishiga, let's say the fleishiga pot touched the milchiga spoon. When I stirred, perhaps I actually banged against the wall of the pot. And therefore the blia could have gone directly from the pot into the spoon without an emtsoy of water. And therefore it's not considered a naparna. Naparna was always, it went from the fleishiga pot into the water, and then from the water into the spoon. So then there's many already we're talking many knots away. But here, if we've gone from the fleishiga pot into the spoon directly, and the spoon was mochigs, so it'll make basa b'chalav immediately in the spoon, and so too in the pot, and therefore the pot and the spoon are treif. That's one Sfarat Taisus says. The other Sfarat Taisus says is that it only helps when there's an emtsoy of water. If it goes into the water and becomes nap or nap, but here the blia of coming out of the spoon and the blia of coming out of the pot can mix in the water directly before they become this battle, so to speak, in the water. The two blias themselves can combine independently. Memelo were machmer on the and therefore the water would become treif, and the water would now treif up the pot and the spoon. We go back and ask the pot and the spoon. So those are the two svaras. Nafka minu would be, let's say you know you didn't touch the sides of the pot. Could one be mekel? However, from the Taz and from the Prima Gadim and from the Rishonim, the Ran, it sounds like the Iker Tam is the second svara, that the timim of the Basar Mechalov will be nisariv in the Mayim. In fact, the Shach only brings that svara, and Memela, it seems that the ikar is to be machmer, even if the plate and the spoon did not, the pot and the spoon did not touch. Nevertheless, one should be machmer that according to the Rama, it would all be aser, like that second svara of Taisvis. Okay, the Rama continues. So we're talking about it, the Rama just said, if one of the kelim is an Eina Ben Yaimai, so then, oz, kol ha-kelim mutarim, like we explained before, then the pot and the spoon would both be mutar, fa-mayim noigim behem iser, however the water we would aser it l'chatchila, and again, the reason being that water is considered to be l'chatchila. It's not considered a b'di'evet, because it's not a hefset to spill out the water. Okay, Avol l'mishnehem b'nei yayman. Again, the Rama is now repeating what we already had before. If they both would be ben yaymai, v'idiachoysam b'yachad b'kli rishin, and they were both cooked together in a kli rishin, like the example we had before of the spoon in the fleishiga pot, or even if you had a fleishiga spoon and a milchiga spoon in a parav pot, it wouldn't make a difference. If the fleishiga spoon and milchiga spoon are both ben yaymai, so then everything hakol aser, v'hachi noyegim, everything's aser, that's the minig, v'ein l'shanais, and one should not change from this minig. Now again, this is, even though the Rama, even though we pass him like Taisus, we'll see, and then this is the minig, and the Rama is very strong on it, that one may not deviate from it. There is still the shita of the other shita of Rishonim, which is paskin by the Mechaber, which holds the other way. And we'll see that perhaps under other circumstances, we can still use that other shita and be more mekel in certain cases. But at least in this case, where you have both the fleishiga ben yoymai and the milchiga ben yoymai, and it's all cooked together, then we are not mekel at all. Everything is treif. Okay, v'dafko shehutchu biyachad ubeklirishin. But it's only if the two are washed together in a klirishin. Okay, so it has to be, have to have the din of a klirishin here. Avalam hutchu zacher zeh, but if they would have been washed one after the other, so that the water already was makabel the tam from the milchigs, and then that's it, the blia is now absorbed into the water, and now I put the flesh sugar spoon in. Let's say it was a parav pot. I first put a milchiga spoon, I took that out, and I put a fleishiga spoon in. Oy, b'klisheni afilu b'yachad. Or, if I put them together into a klisheni, again, this is the Ramos Shita by klisheni, is that klisheni is like it's cold. And therefore, there's no issues with a klisheni, at least b'di'evid. The Ramos agrees that a klisheni is also to put it in. You can't put fleishigs and milchigs into a klisheni, but b'di'evid, if you did, the Ramos would hold it does not aser. Then, hakol shari. Then everything's mutter. So if you according to the Rama over here, we're only machmer if it's in a klirishin, if it's a full blia coming out of the two. But if it's a klisheni, so then the Rama says it's mutter. Or if it's a zacher zeh, so then there's no concern that the blias are mixing. There's certainly no concern that the two kalim are touching. Because it's zachazeh. You first put the fleishiga spoon in, you took it out. Then the milchiga spoon in. There's no concern that the fleishiga and milchiga spoon would touch. There's also no concern that the blia, that the plitas of the two would mix inside the water on their own without being mixed first into the water. Mimela, the chashash does not apply over here, and therefore it's mutter. Okay, the Ramah continues now. Vim ira mikli rishin shel basar al kli chalav. What happens if one poured from a kli rishin, a fleishiga kli rishin? He poured water from his fleishiga pot al kli chalav. He poured on top of his milchiga kelim. So dinai kli rishin, that would also have the chaymer of a kli rishin to it. Va'oiser imhaya ben yaymai. And if everything's a ben yaymai, this would be also oser. Okay. Now, in the Torah, the truth is this is the Ramah over here is asering if it's just irui. However, the Shach writes that there's a makom to be mekel in this case. Since we're only dealing with here with an irui, so in fact, in the Torah's Chatas of the Ramah Sefer Torah's Chatas, there he writes, perhaps some ruba one could be mekel. And the Shach is actually noted to be Mekel as well, but have some Ruba to say that it does not Aser. That if Makom has some Ruba, if you poured from a Fleishiga Kli onto a Milchiga spoon, assuming again you're pouring just water, it would have some Ruba, wouldn't Aser. But otherwise, if it's not have some Ruba, one should be Machmer that it would Aser. And the Ramah doesn't make that differentiation over here in the Ramah. He seems to answer it either way, but again, as we'll see even more so, there's room to be more Michael as we continue in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Avalim, Iramayim Reischim, She'inan Shel Basar, Veloy Shel Chalav, if you poured water from a parav pat, Al Kalim Shel Basar, Veshel Chalav, and you poured it onto Fleishigs and Milchig Kalim, Biachad, at the same time, Afilu Shuman Dovuk Behem, Hakol Shari. Even if there was shuman that was attached to it, still everything's mutter. Dein irui kikli rishin mamish shiasa kelim shemar alehem yiblu zemize. Because irui does not have the full chomer of like a kli rishin. Okay, so now the truth is this case that the Ramah is giving over here is mamish the case of a dishwasher. Well, at least at first glance, this would appear to be. We have irui that's coming from a pariv dishwasher, let's say. And I put both milchigs and fleishig kalim in. The water was cooked up in a boiler, whatever it is. Let's assume it's, water is pariv, and it's coming and it's spraying now onto, and let's say I put both milchigs and fleishig dishes in. And even if there's, shumin davuk on them. That's the case of Ramah here. I'm pouring water, par of water, onto fleishigs and milchiga kalim, and even if there's shumik dovuk behem. And still the Ramah says everything's mutter, because this type of irui is not mamish like a kli rishin. Okay, so why is irui not mamish like a kli rishin in this case? So the Shach, in fact, asks that. He says, well, I mean, we always say irui is like a kli rishin. In fact, that's how the Ramah started off before, that irui is like a kli rishin. So, possibly because, we know Irui is only Sofik Mevashel, so it's not quite the same level of like a Kli Rishin itself. But Lemaisa, we treat it L'chumra like a Kli Rishin. But still, if you pour water onto Kalim over here, and the Kli needs to be maflit from one Kli and be mavliya into the other Kli, it needs to do two pulas, this Irui. It needs to hit one Kli, be maflit out the water, and then be mavliya into the next Kli. And the Ramah is going to hold, this is what Shach says, the Ramah is going to hold that even though we're chayshish, that Irui is mevashel, and it's able to be mavliya, once it hits the first kli, it loses that koyach of being maflid into the next kli. So you'll never have water that has the koyach to do two actions in an irui. An irui only has the ability to do one action. If you heated the water already, so you cooked it up first in a fleishiga pot, so it already has the bliyas in it. And now you pour it onto the milchiga kli. It only needs to do one activity, one action. It has to only be mavliya into that kli. So here the Ramah is machmer. But if you're pouring from a pariv, and you're pouring it onto fleishigs and milchigs, it doesn't have the ability to do two pu'ulas, and mela the Ramah is mekel. Okay. The problem is that the Rama writes, Afilu shumin davuk behem hakol shari, even if there's shumin on it. Then it doesn't need to do two pulas. All it needs to do is have some of that shumin absorb into it and be mavliya into the next kli. Okay, so you have to say that still the Rama is being makel in this case. The truth is in the teres chatas, in this case, the Rama says that one should be machmir unless it's a hefsim ruba. And that's how the shach comes out too. He says the one should be machmir in this case as well unless it's hefsim ruba. But in the Rama, he doesn't say that. The Rama says that you could be makel in this case. But again, one should follow the shach, which is what the Rama writes in teres chatas too. And therefore, in this case, again, you know, if you have some ruba, there's room to talk, because anyways, there's a shita, some machaber over here, that this is only napar nats. And that the irui is, anyways, we're mekel, going back to Simit Sadi Aleph, that irui is always, there's always shishim connected to irui, and irui is only b'dievet, we don't answer with an irui. On a b'di'evad level. So there, again, you know, there's a makom to be mekel by iruis, but and you know, putting that together with the shitas of mechaber, there is a makom to be mekel over here. But certainly, if there's shum in there, one should be machmer. And if there's not shum in there, still the shach says the one should be machmer here as well. Okay, the Rama finishes over here. V'imnimsa kaira cheleves ben clay baser lecheshin and shemahutchu biyacha b'derech shenesrim. If you find the milch, the very common case, you find the milchuga spoon in your fleshiga drawer. So, and you know, it's usually your derech to clean things in the dishwasher, let's say, or to clean things in with very hot water, and so what's this now? The status of that spoon? So the Maisa, the Rama says over here, that's mutter. And the Taz explains that you have a svek sveka, because we say maybe it really wasn't washed together. Maybe it got into the drawer, you know, some other way. And even if it was washed together, maybe one of the kalim was an Eina ben Yermai, and therefore it didn't aser it. So therefore, you can rely on that svek sveka, and you don't aser the spoon. You just take the spoon out, and you can put it back into the other drawer. Okay, now there's a interesting shach over here. Going back to the previous thing of irui, the shach says even though the Rama, even when the Rama was machmer by irui, dafka if it hit directly against the spoon, let's say I took from the fleishig pan and I poured onto the milchig spoon, the Rama said that that case would be aser. What happens if it didn't hit directly against the milchig spoon? It hit against I poured it on the table. And then from the table, it rolled over onto the milchig spoon. What's the din in that case? So the shach says that the Rama holds that in that case it will be mutter. Problem is that back to Simon Sadi Beis, we talked over there about nischal agabe kira, where if the milk fell off, it bubbled over the pot, and then it started, and there's an irui of it, and it's all rolling down the side, and it's rolling across the kira, and it hits the fleishika pot, it's all considered an irui. As long as it's not nifsa kakiluach, it's all one long irui. In fact, the Prima Gadim says he doesn't understand the shach, and Mamela, he leaves it sort of as a tzarachian, and he thinks that one should be machmer. That even in such a case, even if you poured the water on the table, and the water then rolled over onto the spoon, that's also considered irui, and the spoon would be aser according to Rama. He doesn't see any difference between pouring directly on the spoon or pouring onto the table and having it roll over onto the spoon. The Chavis Das, though, he explains, I think we mentioned this back then in Simon Sadi Beis too, Chavis Das says, no, there's a big difference. Even though we say that irui, shalei nifsek hakiluach, causes blias and plitas, it's not the same level as a bishul. And over here, the Rama would only be machmer where it's mamish like a bishul, like a kli rishon. But a kli sheni or anything lower than that, the Rama would be mekel. And again, because like we said before, there's a tzad lakul over here, bechlal, in the shita samachaber, that we don't have to learn like the Balei HaTaisus, even though the minig is that way, and Ein Lishnais, as soon as there's a chilek, one can be mekel. So this is the Chavis Das explains that over here, when it falls onto the table and rolls onto the kli, it's a lower level. Even though it causes a blia, it's not the same level as a bishul of a direct irui. He says the mashal gabe Shabbos, which is also a very common issue. Let's say you pour your chon down on the plate, and then it spreads out over to your salad, and the salad is items that were never cooked before, so you have an issue of bishul. So is that also to do? So like the Prima Gadim, that would be Osir. If you pour it down here and it spreads out and it moves over and it touches now the, and assuming you pour directly from the chon pot, let's say. So it's an Irui, it was an Irui Shalei Nifseka Kiluach. You're pouring from the chon pot and it's onto your plate and it spreads out and it hits the lettuce. So it would be Osir. According to the Chavis Das, no, it's not Bishul. It's Pliyas, Plitas, yes, but Bishul it's not. The Bishul of Irui is only directly where it hits. Where it spreads out, Chavis Das says that's only that it's Mavli or Maflit, but it's not Bishul. And for this level of Naparnat, we're only Machmir, where it's Mamash a Klirishin, Mamash a Irui from the Klirishin directly. Anything less than that, already we could be Mekel.